Welcome back. Weekend kickoff, 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Dave Benton here with Scott Eckersley, my co-host and producer. And we're joined now by Western Michigan head coach Steve Hawkins, who's down in Houston today. Steve, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate you having me on.
Well, it was a very successful season, in my opinion, for Western Michigan, considering the youth you had on your team. But something I'm wondering about. You play in the College Insider Tournament after a rough out in the MAC tournament. How do you get a team motivated to play in a non-NCAA tournament or non-NCAA post tournament after the rough loss in the MAC tournament?
It wasn't easy. I'm not going to lie to you. I was very concerned about that very thing, because we did have a very difficult game against Akron. We had high expectations going into the tournament. We beat Bowling Green in the quarterfinal round, and we did not play very well, and it was a very frustrating experience in the Akron game that we got beat down in Cleveland. And to turn around and to turn around fairly quick, Friday to Tuesday to get ourselves ready to play to Wednesday to get ourselves ready for the first round of the CIT tournament was not easy. But the kids, I shouldn't have worried about it, knowing our kids. Our kids are very resilient. They've shown that all year long, and they were ready to go. We played very well.
Western Michigan head coach Steve Hawkins with us. Steve, rate this season for us overall for Western Michigan basketball.
Oh, boy, that's putting me on the spot. You know, I was just telling somebody a couple of days ago, this team, I felt like I was on a really, really fast horse all year long, that I also had, I didn't know at times whether I was riding it or whether it was taking me for a ride. There was a lot of potential with the team. It came together. There wasn't a lot expected of us. And so from that standpoint, Dave, it was very rewarding. There were a lot of questions at the beginning of the year, and the way the guys came together, it was tremendous. At the same time, we had some losses in there that were very, very much head scratchers. And I was worried about that because I saw that team and I saw that team practice at times, and I saw that team lose games at times that I don't think we should have, and I was always terrified to see that team show up again, and so there was never really any full relief until the season was over with.
Hey, Coach, it's Scott here, and going kind of from that, you start off, you come out of the season, come out of the gates 1-4. What do you tell the guys to get them back on track?
Well, it wasn't. It was 1-4, but you know, we lost to Xavier by 3 in the first game of the season at Xavier in front of a sold out arena, and I felt like we were okay there. We lost to Illinois, who at the time was playing very well. I want to say they might have been ranked 12th, 13th in the nation at that time. We had beaten a Milwaukee team that we knew was good, went on to actually win the Horizon League. I felt like we were going to be okay, but it was very much we were trying to find smooth air, and so it wasn't real difficult at that point in time. We were sort of pointing towards conference play anyway, and we started to put things together shortly after that. We knew the schedule lightened up a little bit for us, and once we were able to get our feet under us, we put together a nice little run.
Western Michigan head coach Steve Hawkins joining us here on the weekend kickoff, 1320 WILS. Coach, so what are the expectations for next year? Anything less than a MAC championship disappointing?
Now you sound like you're based here in Kalamazoo.
well, actually, I'm a Chippewa, so actually that last question was very painful for me to ask, but you have to ask it.
This explains a lot. Okay, now I know where we're coming from here. No, you know what's difficult? Most of the people around here know that I had some background with Coach Wooden, and I was able to work his camps for a number of years. We base our philosophy of our program around his definition of success, and he's had a strong influence on my life, and more importantly, in many respects, is our own basketball program. And one thing I learned never to do is, not to put a number. And I don't mean to get too philosophical on you, and certainly not going to script the question. But you know, we want to put a number on everything in society today. You know, it's one of those deals where if somebody says that he's a successful businessman, then okay, that means you must make a lot of money. If you're a successful car dealer, you know, oh, you must sell a lot of cars. You know, successful basketball coach, well, you got to win a lot of games. And Coach Wooden taught me a long time ago, you just have no control over certain things. You know, we have no control over who's going to get injured in the off season, or what kind of off seasons some people have. We have no control over the other teams and what kind of recruits they're going to bring in, or what injuries they may have. So my goal every year is truly to get our team as good as it possibly can be, and we hope it's enough to satisfy our fans and our goals. But you know, I'm not scared of losing. I'm terrified of underachieving. I'm not scared of losing as long as we play to our potential. Whatever that number is, and hopefully it's a MAC championship, because I do know what that means to our alumni and to our friends here in Kalamazoo and our fans and our players. Whatever that is, we'd like to hit it.
Coach Steve Hawkins with us, the coach of the Western Michigan basketball team. Coach, last week we were trying to kind of figure out the rise of the mid-major, and that was even before we knew Butler and VCU were going to the Final Four. We weren't really sure how to explain it. What can you say about the rise of the mid-major?
Well, there's a few things. You know, we had the fortunate experience of playing in an NCAA tournament, in an NIT tournament. And we play in a lot of these MTEs. You know, every team gets the opportunity to play in an exempted tournament every year. Excuse me. And one thing that I would ask basketball fans to pay attention to, just go back and look at these exempted tournaments that you see at the beginning of a year, and you'll see that there are a lot of mid-major teams that do knock off high major teams in these tournaments. And the reason for that is all these games are played in on neutral courts. When you get a chance to play a high major on a neutral court instead of in their own arena, you know, a home arena makes a big difference. It's a proven, you know, over 5-7 years now, I can't remember which one it was, either a 5-year study or 7-year study I just read the other day, getting ready for some MAC meetings. There was 80% of non-conference games, real close to 80% of non-conference games are won by the home team. Close to 70% of all conference games are won by the home team. When you get into the NCAA tournament, they're all played on a neutral floor, and obviously the best team that night can win. And in some cases, it's the best team, period. In other cases, it's just the best team that night. I think that's one explanation that definitely has validity. And then the other one is just simply, you know, there are more mid-majors that are getting better players. A lot of times when you get into the mid-major level, I'm not saying there's better coaching, but I do know that, you know, sometimes at our level, you look out on the floor, you look at Butler, you look at VCU. We played VCU 2 years ago with a lot of the same players that they have right now. And Joey Rodriguez being their point guard. And you look out there and, you know, we may see a point guard that's very fast, very quick, great defensive player, can't shoot. We may have an off guard that can really shoot, that can't defend. We may have a small forward that's a slasher but can't shoot. A power forward maybe can't jump, and a center may be a great jumper but can't score. And we got to make that all work. We got to make them believe in their roles, and you know, everybody has to accept a role. At the high major level, everybody's trying to get, you know, everybody's thinking about an NBA career, and there's a lot more one-on-one basketball played. I'm not saying it's bad coaching. Sometimes, though, executionally, when you get to a tournament format, executionally, when you don't have time to prepare for a team that executes well, sometimes those teams have a good chance of knocking the other team off.
Western Michigan head coach Steve Hawkins. Steve, I know you got to go, so we'll let you go. Congratulations on a successful season with a young team. We look forward to seeing what happens with Western Michigan next year.
Guys, greatly appreciate the interest.